Sheila Winstead speaking on behalf of Roseau County Historical Society. My aunt, Betty Lou Olson, who now lives in Thief River Falls, but was born and fallen here in Roseau County, recently talked to me about a favorite Christmas memory from her childhood. She was just 8 years old when her father, Victor Emmanuel Nelson, died from what they believed was a heat stroke in the summer of 1935. They had moved to rural Thief River Falls before that happened. He was 42 and left behind a 37-year-old widow, Tilda, my grandmother, and 7 kids, 12 and under. They had only been married 13 years, and Tilda was, of course, devastated. And like most people in 1935, they had already been living modestly. Now their only source of income would be their farm. Tilda's oldest child, born in Malung, where Victor had grown up, was my uncle, Gene Nelson, and he had to take on a lot of responsibility around the farm. The next child was June, who had been born in Salo. She was about 10 and had to work in the house while Grandma helped Jean outside with animals, garden, and farm duties. Betty Lou was only 8 and had been frail after a bout of rheumatic fever as a little girl. While Jean helped outside and June worked inside cooking and cleaning, Betty Lou was assigned babysitting duties since she wasn't as strong as the older kids. There was a brother named Jack, also born and fallen, who helped Jean outside as much as he could, and 3 younger girls born after their move to Thief River Falls. Marion was about 4, my mom, Kelly, was about 3, and the youngest girl, Phyllis, was only 3 months old when their dad died. So even the babysitting job would have been quite a responsibility for an 8-year-old girl. Of course, her big sister, June, also helped keep the little girls happy. Grandma and her 7 children carried on the best they could, but Victor's sister, May Hatine, and his brother, John Nelson, visited and could see that Tilda was very depressed, as Christmas was coming and there were no funds to make a festive Christmas. Betty Lou remembers hearing them talking together. She said what they decided to do next made what could have been the worst possible Christmas into what Betty remembers as the most heartwarming Christmas of her childhood. There were 7 children, and Victor had 7 siblings who came up with a Christmas plan. Those siblings were Uncle John Nelson, Auntie May Hatine, Auntie Betty Erickson, Auntie Hilda Parrott, Auntie Sissy Hatine, Auntie Anna Jensen, and Auntie Edith Rosine. They decided to each buy a gift for one of the 7 children when it was convenient for them, and over the time leading up to Christmas, mail the gifts to the children one at a time. But first, they gave a gift to Grandma. They calcimined the walls of her living room. In case you're not familiar with that word, Betty said it was a type of whitewash, and it brightened up the interior and made it cheerful and fresh. With light coming from kerosene lamps and heat coming from a wood-burning stove, it wasn't easy to keep walls and ceilings looking clean. Betty remembers that the heating stove was poorly positioned at the bottom of the stairway in their little 2-room house. She fell once coming down those stairs leading down from the attic, falling all the way to the bottom. Her hand landed on the hot surface of the stove, leaving her with a big blister. Betty said one of the 2 rooms in their house was the kitchen, of course, and the 2nd room was simply called the other room. Everything not done in the kitchen was done in the other room. No one called it a living room at that time. It was where they slept at night and hung out during the day. The 2 boys slept upstairs in the attic, which was cold. Betty remembers frost on the nail heads. But Betty talked about the exciting days leading up to Christmas as the gifts arrived one by one, addressed to each child in turn from one of the aunts or their Uncle John. It was an exciting day as each package came and was brought into the house. They were put aside until all had arrived and were then opened at Christmas time. Betty's gift was a dolly, about 15 inches tall, with a molded face and a cloth body. She had little black shoes that Betty would take off at bedtime and put under the bed with her own so the dolly could sleep with her. Betty said those gifts made that whole time joyful for them. I'm sure those aunts and Uncle John had no idea how meaningful that act of kindness would remain even 85 years later. Like I said, it was 1935, and no one had much to spend, and the aunts had their own families to provide for. so it was truly a big act of generosity to help their widowed sister-in-law and her family. It's a good reminder for all of us that a little kindness goes a long way. Thanks to Wild 102 for this time to tell our county stories, and to my 93-year-old Auntie Betty for sharing her memories with me.